officials are unable to protect them in the exercise of their legal rights.
Then the majority claims the right not only of making the laws, but of breaking the laws it has itself made. I see. As Jefferson...
Hi, this is Mick from Bell Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
No cards, no stars. We need. Good evening. You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. Happy spring, everyone. Happy April. This is the monthly edition of And Sometimes Why, and I started it off with the Pastels, So Much Scottish Goodness, with their song The Viaduct, actually a remix by Kid Loco from a compilation called Kid Loco Presents Jesus Life for Children Under 12 Inches. That's the one with the really irritating cover of Naked Women on it, but very nice and poppy. And I don't know, Kid Loco used to be all hip and happening. I have no idea if he still is. This was released in 1999. But anyway, who cares about hipness, right? I've got lots of newish stuff to play for you. Looking forward to that. Last month was the International Women's Day edition, and so I played a lot of stuff I brought from home, but tonight, getting into the playlist stuff. So without further ado, here is more Scottish goodness, Arab Strap, with an unreleased, previously unreleased track called Where We've Left Our Love.
Every room and every bed we've ever been. dying moon in the ring, stuck by the picket horse. The last sound he hears in this dusty world, the out of tune trumpets and the sound of applause. As the matador bows.
And with a faint taste of cigarettes, you write a hallelujah song.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is And Sometimes Why, and you just heard the title track to Tin Cup Prophets, Liar and the Thief. And this woman is named Amanda. It's primarily a duo. She's been around the block, that's for sure. She started out busking in the New York City subways and has played in many, many projects of all musical genres in New York, and interestingly was an academic tutor to children in the entertainment industry, to kids like who were in School of Rock. Isn't that fun? And she currently lives in Athens, Georgia. Before that was Jen Grant, Canadian singer-songwriter, with the song Dreamer from Orchestra for the Moon, which I don't think has been released yet. I think it will be released at the end of the month, beginning of May, starting in Halifax, which is where she lives right now. She was born somewhere in PEI. And I don't know if you would have noticed, but she boasts some rock star, or I don't know, music star backup credits by people such as Ron Sexsmith. Before Jen Grant was Laurie Anderson, from a compilation, a very interesting compilation called The Plague Songs on 4AD Records. That track was called The Fifth Plague, and this collection is songs based on the 10 biblical plagues that take place in the book of Exodus. And it's got some pretty high-profile artists on here, besides Laurie Anderson, such as Stephen Merritt, Brian Eno, the Tiger Lilies, Imogene Heap, and Rufus Wainwright. Starting off the set was Arab Strap from a CD called 10 Years of Tears. They're celebrating 10 years, obviously, although I don't think they're together anymore, so I guess it's a bit of a goodbye thing. You heard the song Where We've Left Our Love, which was released in Japan, but I'm not sure how many of you would have heard it. It was released on the Japanese version of The Last Romance, and according to the group, they think it's the best song that they recorded for that CD, but it was dropped from the album for some elusive reason. Anyway, it's almost 7 o'clock. I will be here until 8. If you would like to hear something good, please give me a call, 604-822-2487. I would recommend that you don't turn off the radio, because there are some, well, we have tickets to give away for some very good shows coming up, and I just have to decide which show to choose for tonight. So I'm very excited, though. Anyway, I won't say any more. It's not going to happen quite yet. So here's some more music. Why don't you listen to some music in the meantime? This is Buildings Breeding.
thing she needs to verify. Could you bring forth an alibi? 'Cause she was always in between the jury and the attorney. You give an ultimatum, he will decline. And he was undecided most of the time, and he was always in between his life and a movie scene. And the weight of our words is what we don't understand, or the test in the part of every woman.
That. music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Stage with my baby, and there goes the dark horse, leaving this place without me. I'm writing you from Montreal to tell you that I don't belong here. I'm writing you from Montreal, bye bye. A pretty nice kid, and I wanna know what made you think you could make it in a place like this, a place like this. You're feeding your kids among all these pirates, feeding your kids the best that you can with what you've got. Writing you with all my heart to tell you that I don't belong here. I'm writing you from all my heart. Bye bye. There goes the dark horse, leaving my life forever. And there goes the dark horse, leaving this life forever. Now I'm writing you with all my heart to tell you that I'm coming home. And I'm writing you from all my heart. Bye. Thank you.
listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was The Wooden Stars from their brand new album entitled People Are Different. It's on Sonic Onion Records, which I can't believe is still going, out of Hamilton, Ontario. And The Wooden Stars, I believe, are still based out of Ottawa. You heard the song Gold Dust, and this is their first record in almost 8 years, if you can believe it. I think their last release was a collaboration with Julie Duaron, for which they received a Juno Award. And coincidentally, before The Wooden Stars was Julie Duaron from her new album, Woke Myself Up, and the song Dark Horse. And sort of confusing as to what label it's on, seems to be on Jag Jaguar, which is an American label, under exclusive license to Endearing Records, which is a Canadian label. But it is distributed in Canada on behalf of Fontana North, which is a Universal Music Canada subsidiary. So I have no idea if this is even an independent release, but we won't get into that. As I mentioned before, I think it's really cool that this Julie Duaron album features her old Eric's Trip bandmates as her backup band. I think that's very cute. Anyway, before that was Maria Taylor, probably more well known as one half of Azure Ray, from her latest solo album called Lynn Teeter Flower, and the song Replay. And starting off the set was Buildings Breeding, which apparently was once a fictional band, but somehow it became a real band after Chris Larson made a MySpace page. Based out of Chicago, and it's a self-titled album on Mush Pot Records. The song was called Emma Wood. And I'm not quite ready to give away the tickets because I didn't think of a good skill testing question. But perhaps I will just warn you that I've decided the tickets will be for Coco Rosie, which the show is going to be in a month, Saturday, May 5th at Richards on Richards. But don't call yet. I have to think of something really, really exciting to ask you all. So I'll do that next time. Coming up right now is Henry's Dress. Thank you.
waiting. And then you panic. You blow a whistle, write a letter, tell them how you've been burned. Oh, how you wait for a reaction, but nothing comes your way. Your big sister. Caught in a moment, I imagine you were my little friend. Oh, how we thought it was exciting.
Mornings from 10 a.m. till noon. Why not join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, the best of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, jazz, swing, and popular music. Join me as I celebrate the music of the golden age of North American songwriting, the three-minute masterpiece, and the 78 RPM record. That's every Thursday from 10 a.m. till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
that was Vancouver's own The Secret 3 on CITR 101.9 FM. Secret 3, I don't think they're together anymore. That's just a hunch I have. That was from an EP called Northern and Industrial. Song was Sounds from Next Door on Hi-Fi Recordings, and I believe it was one of their earliest releases. The Hive, that is. And that was a little bit of a Brady Cranfield special for you. He's the drummer in Secret 3, also the drummer in the Book of Lists, who you heard before Secret 3. That was the song Journey East from a self-titled CD. Also recorded at the Hive, released on Scratch Recordings. And the Book of Lists are a bunch of cool hipster artists and such, in case you didn't know that already. Elk City before that, from their CD New Believers, and the song Little Brother, and that's on Friendly Fire Recordings. And starting off the set was an oldie from Henry's Dress, one of my favorite indie pop, twee pop bands, from Bustam Green, I think. Wait a second, is this on? Yes, Slumberland Records, home of twee pop back in the day. And the song Tree Fort, and that features the vocals of Amy Linton, one of my favorite vocalists. And she's in the Eiler set and probably some other projects by now. I'm sure you could find some stuff on MySpace. Okay, so it's 7:37-ish. And if I'm going to give away any tickets, I should probably do that. What do you think? So I am going to give away a pair of tickets to Coco Rosie with Bus Driver Saturday, May 5th at Richards on Richards. All you have to do is call the station and tell me one of Coco Rosie's, the name of one of Coco Rosie's CD releases. Pretty easy. If you're a fan, then you probably have at least one CD or know of one, or you can just go online. It's so easy, right? So the number is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR if you prefer to use letters on your phone. And I'm just going to take the first caller, and hopefully there's someone out there who likes them, because you should. And speaking of other shows, or speaking of shows, I guess, there's a few others that I am particularly excited about, which you probably already know about if you read at all. But since I don't read that much, I was a little bit excited to discover that Lavender Diamond is playing in Vancouver on Wednesday, May 23rd, which seems really far away, but it's next month, isn't it? At Richards on Richards, Lavender Diamond, maybe a lot of you haven't heard of them. They opened for Low, I think, their last time here, and they are so much fun live, really. I don't care much for stage presence. It's not a big deal to me, but they have it, and it's truly spectacular. At least the singer does. Also, a few days after that, on May 27th, Electrolane is playing with The Blow, also at Richards, and I believe Tender Forever is also on that bill, but that may just be a rumor. And if you're looking, if you don't want to look that far, then you could just look at Saturday, April 21st, Great Aunt Ida, one of my favorites, is playing at the Railway Club, a tour kickoff. So there you go. Lots to do. It's spring, after all. Once again, the number is 604-822-2487 if you want some tickets to Coco Rosie. Coming up right now, lovely, lovely voice, Karen Dalton.
Just fine. So you turn your days into nighttime. there's no use trying anyway. I've seen the writing on the wall. Yeah.
photograph of me taken by you. I look like a dog. Staring back at the lens like nobody's business. Just staring back at the lens like I know what's going on. And every photograph of me taken by you, like a dog, the family dog. Across my mouth there is something. Can you call it a smile? 'Cause do dogs smile? And smiles can fade. Smiles can fade. And this look on my face will never fade away. Never fade away.
That was the odd and endearing duo that is Adult, period, from their latest album called Why Bother, and the song You Don't Worry Enough, dedicated to myself, ha ha. That's on Thrill Jockey Records, and that was probably one of the more straight-ahead songs on this CD, which is very dark, and they are not quiet about their desire to spread the word of weird. Anyway, before Adult was Bill Callahan. I suppose not going by Smog anymore. I don't know what's going on in the indie world anymore. But this is a two-song EP, a single, I guess you would call it, for Diamond Dancer, which is from the forthcoming LP, Woke on a Whale Heart. And you heard the B-side, Taken, on Drag City, produced by Neil Michael Haggerty, formerly of Royal Trucks. Before that was Dean and Britta, Dean Wareham, ex of the band Luna, and Britta, whose claim to fame is singing as the cartoon rock star known as Jem. And that song was Words You Used to Say, which is the title track on this EP. And starting off the set was Karen Dalton with the song Something on Your Mind. And it's from a new CD called In My Own Time, which is definitely a reissue. It's on Light in the Attic Records out of Seattle. And the CD was originally released on Just Sunshine Records in 1971. Well, it's time for me to say goodbye. I'm going to leave you with Women and Children with a song called My Bad. And I will return the first Wednesday of next month, which would be May, as crazy as that sounds. But don't go anywhere. Coming up next is Folk Oasis with your lovely host, Val Cormier. Thanks for listening, and good night. Thank you.
next time.